You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here because you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And remember, everybody's got a price, the Million Dollar Man.
This is Don West here, and I'm telling you, Knockouts and Three Counts is the podcast, baby. Make sure that's the one you check out, because, buddy, like me, they're the real deal, baby.
This is Jake the Snake Roberts. Just let me know. You need to listen to Knockouts and Three Counts, or you'll see that damn snake again.
This is the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, a.k.a. Shane T, boy, the baddest champion you ever seen, boy. And you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts.
What up, though, everybody? This is Kyle, and you are listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And on the line with us, we've got Devin and Tony. How you guys doing tonight, brother man?
That's me.
And hurt today, fellas, but I'm good.
Bro, you just got too excited for the Thanksgiving food. That's what happened. Just tell the truth. You were like, turkey and mashed taters and all that shit? Oh, shit, I sliced my finger.
That's like 49% true.
You can't be cutting with your finger, man. That's some emo shit.
So, before we get into the show, did you really go up to CVS with your thumb wrapped in a fucking towel?
So, look, man, you know, I just moved down here to Texas, right? I've been a little busy. So, I forget to get like all my emergency stuff, man. So I slice my thumb. I go to the bathroom. Like, all right, I need bandages and peroxide. Like, oh, guess what? I ain't got none of that stuff. So I had to do something. I could just sit here with my thumb bleeding. So yeah, wrap my thumb up in a towel. Went and got some bandages. And of course, the cashier had to ask the magic question: did you cut yourself? Like, nah, my thumb was just very, very cold.
Look, just because they got a lab coat on doesn't mean they got to be the brightest of people. But while we're at it, Devin, since you're talking, throw out all your social media, let everybody else know where they can find you.
All righty, you can find me on the Twitter sphere at Devin63. That's DevinTheSixThree. You can find me on Instagram at AllStakeNoSizzle. Speaking of which, January 6, 2020, the show's coming back. All righty, guys. I already got shows banked up. I'm working on editing them now. So we'll be back up and running January 6th, day before my birthday.
Oh, shit.
2020.
That's what's up. Tony, let everybody know where they can find you.
All right. My Twitter is DTonyThunder. Tony Thunder on Facebook and all that shit. You can find UWF at United Wrestling Front. It's at official UWF on Facebook.
That's what's up. So since we've talked about it a little bit before we get into it, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT. Make sure you're following the show at KO3C Pod, Twitter and Instagram, Knockouts and Three Counts. Obviously, if you're watching this, you already know that on Facebook and on YouTube, Knockouts and Three Counts on YouTube, where we've got all our stuff from StarCast, After the Bell that Kyle and Smitty and I did. Yeah, man. Like it, share it, subscribe it, you know, help some people out.
Love
here,
it,
bro.
Like it.
Hell yeah. What he said. But since Tony alluded to it already a little bit, this show is going to help you get ready for UWF Thrill Seeker. Tony, tell us a little bit about the show and tell everybody where it's at, where they can get tickets, all that good stuff.
So it's in South Bend, Indiana at the Eagles. It's kind of historic if you think about it. WWE recently was there shooting the backstory of Ruby Riott and how she came up in the area. So the fact that, you know, we're wrestling at a place in a venue that was shown on WWE Network is kind of big, you know. I don't know the other questions you asked, but yeah.
Where can they get tickets? All that kind of stuff.
UWF-2020.ticketleap.com. You can get your tickets. They're $10. General admission, kids 10 and under are absolutely free. bring your kids, leave drunk. Take Jell-O shots. Get your kids some Jell-O. They won't know. They'll be going to sleep quick. That's what my mom used to do when I was a kid. She used to put cognac in a little bottle. You know what I mean? Get a little cognac in your breast milk. You know what I mean? You all good. You take a quick nap, you know. Now, my mama didn't do that, but she did used to blow weed in my face. That's a lie, too. I can't incriminate my mother.
I don't even know where to go from that one.
Yes.
Well, before I forget and it slips my mind, also, thank you to everybody that came out and showed some love at our party with the boys from Breaking Down the Ring at B-Dubs this past Sunday. We had a great turnout, man. Probably, I would say, 20 to 30 people showed up. I mean, we had the little spot where you could do your own promo. We gave away titles. We gave away T-shirts. We gave away tickets to BCWA Cataclysm, which is going down December 28th, Copeland Center, Wyandotte, Michigan. We gave all kinds of stuff out. So, thank you for everybody that came out. And also, if you guys are looking for a house, you know, we tell you about these guys all the time. You should already kind of know the deal. But if you're looking for a house, shout out to Stransky & Company. Stransky & Company is the top producing real estate team that specializes in individual strategy, over the top service, and continued success for their clients. They are the real estate easy button. If you're looking to buy, sell, or invest, call them at 248-563-9449 or email them at admin@stranskyandcompany.com. Follow them on all their Instagram and Facebook. Yeah, man. They've got all the stuff you could want to find. Anything else you want to know? Check them out, StranskyandCompany.com. So let's get into this card a little bit, Tony. I saw all the stuff you sent over to me to help kind of get ready for this. And first of all, why don't we start with the obvious? You're going to be wrestling on the card against a guy that I've never heard of. So tell me about your match against, is it Sadon or Sadon?
Sadon.
Okay, Sadon. I said it wrong.
His name is Sadon, but I call him Sadon. But his name is Isaiah Moore. I don't know what he's going by these days, but he got the little rock hair from 98 when he had that curly shit and wore the blue. That's what his hair looks like. And I'm going to kick him in his face twice.
Are you going to kick him in the dick,
three times
though,
if I feel like it. I'll beat his ass. That's all there is to it. I'm going to beat the shit out of that kid. He has no chance in hell.
Okay, Vince.
Hey.
No, he's high flyer. He hits hard and, you know, I'm going to put some paint on my face. I might, you know, and I've been doing that lately. I might spit in his face like Oscar. You know, who knows?
So tell me about that. What's up with the face paint?
Man, I've been going through some shit in life, right? And I took a little trip. Well, I didn't take a trip. It was like a mental, spiritual transition where I met the demon that beat the shit out of Kenji Muto. And he was like, yo, you from Detroit. We can do this together. And I confronted my demons, not even on my side. That's what Jaden Smith said in one of my songs, because that's all I listen to nowadays.
That sums it up.
I can hang up on him at any time. Just say the word.
Randy, I know you love me. It's okay. Shout out to Randy. Randy, give everybody your social media.
Why? I thought we stopped doing that.
Stop. Don't follow Randy, y'all.
Shit. At Randy Walker on Twitter.
So we've talked about Tony's match here. I'm interested to see what happens now with this new look Tony Thunder. I haven't seen it yet in person. The next match that I've got on the card is another past guest of the show, who also has kind of been going through a little bit of a change of pace, change of look. The Mysterious Movado has been channeling his inner Wolverine lately. He's going to be facing Drex Odell. Tell me about that. I don't know much about Drex Odell, but I know plenty about Mysterious Movado.
Both of these guys got about roughly 20 years under their belt. Both of these guys trained some of the best kids coming up in the area. This is kind of like, as you alluded to, Movado being like Wolverine. Drex Odell is kind of like the Incredible Hulk. So this is going to be like a Wolverine versus Incredible Hulk deal. I don't think they've ever worked with each other or wrestled each other or fought each other, but this is going to be probably a standout match, in my opinion. It's going to be exciting to watch.
All right, so who the hell you got?
Oh man, don't do me like that.
You
man.
Know how we do on this show. There ain't no easy questions.
I gotta go with Movado on this one.
All right. I'm with it. And because Movado's past guest of the show, I'm already going that way anyway. And before I forget, this Friday, if you're in the Detroit area, come out to the Sanctuary. The Bumpin' Uglies will be performing live. I've seen them live before. It's a show that you won't want to miss. It's entertaining, to say the least. They just made their return at BCWA at their last show. Here we go. Now they're going to have another show. I got to see them a couple years ago at Smalls in Hamtramck. It's definitely going to be something interesting to see. Devin, if you're ever around when they're playing, you definitely should go.
Yeah, I wish I was at BCWA last week to see them, man. We've been talking about the Bumpin' Uglies all this time. We've had Movado on the show, man. I'm disappointed I missed it.
Okay, so Tony, you're going to have to help me with some of the legwork because I don't know a lot of these names. But the next match I got on the card for Thrill Seeker is going to be TK Zero and Chris Gordon versus Jocelyn Navarro and Shayla Hyde.
Man, this match is, if I'm not mistaken, it's the first intergender tag match this area scene. I'm very excited about this one, man. The ladies got a lot of offer, especially the UWF. They kick ass, man. What else can I say? Jocelyn has been really rocking it, you know, working with guys like Trey Miguel from Impact.
Part of past guest of the show.
She hits hard, man. TK and Chris Gordon, they're up and coming. They actually, what's funny is that Chris Gordon is a former House of Truth student. And TK Zero is a student of Drexel Dale, so that's kind of like a little set of input of what might happen with Movado and Odell out there. So, you know,
a little foreshadowing. So, the thing that interests me about this match, Devin, I don't know if you've seen any of the match card pictures or any of that stuff, but the thing that gets me about this match is, you know, we've seen a lot of intergender stuff. You've seen, you know, Tessa Blanchard and Sammy Callahan and Impact, and you know, Tessa Blanchard versus Brian Cage and all kinds of stuff like that. But I don't remember the last time I saw a match where not only was it just man versus woman, but I don't know that I've really seen too many tag matches where it's two men versus two women. Tell me your thoughts about that on the match. And, you know, what challenges does that present for these competitors? Tony?
That's me or Devin?
For either one of you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My bad. You want to jump in, Devin? How you feel about intergender tag matches, you know?
Oh, I thought that was a question for you, but I'll say this real quick. That was something that kind of caught me off guard, too. Like, I was thinking the same thing. Like, I don't know the last time I saw an intergender tag match. But I really would like to see this match. Navarro is someone I've seen around the area a few times. I've been wanting to check her out. Once again, I'm in Texas, so we won't be able to see it. And High has been bantered about as far as like being on the show a few times, so I'm definitely looking forward to seeing or hearing what happens with this match. But yeah, Tony, what do you think about tag team intergender wrestling?
Man, this is like I said, I don't think the area's ever seen it. So definitely something new, something refreshing, and something I think a lot of eyeballs will be on. We got a show. We're gonna have a YouTube show coming up shortly after the event on the 30th. So you guys will be able to check it out. It will be hosted by Joe Vernola, who is hosted Championship Wrestling from Arizona, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, and Arizona Wrestling Federation, Future Stars of Wrestling as well. So
that's what's up. So is it going to be like a vlog style thing? Is it going to be like matches or clips, or what can we expect from the YouTube show? Tony. All right. Tony's having some technical difficulties. Like you said, Devin, that match is going to be interesting to me. I don't know that I've ever seen a tag match where it was two women versus two men. So that match, interests me, to say the least, just because I don't know quite what to expect with that one. Another match that we got on this card, you've got another past guest of the show, Sean Tyler versus Diesel Tracks versus Jack Thriller. I've seen all. I feel like I've seen all three of them. I know I've seen Jack Thriller and Sean Tyler. You got any thoughts on that match, Devin?
Yeah, it's just like a bunch of the pack members, man. we've had Tony joke and talk about the Rat Pack, but if I'm not mistaken, Diesel's one of the pack members. I know Tyler was a pack member too, so I think we got like some pack dissension here.
Tony, you back in here with us? No. And then you've got, okay, Tony's calling back in now. So, next match we got on the card, you've got War Inc. versus Tigre Buzuka.
Well, let me jump in here real quick, man. If you've never seen the War Boy, Drew Jacobs, man,
I thought that was him.
Yes, you've got to see this dude live in person. I've seen him a few times in XI, and I think I've seen him somewhere else too. But dude, when he gets into War Boy mode, man, you don't know what he's going to get into, man. I went to Proving Grounds one time, and basically the crowd just had to continuously be on edge because he was jumping on people in the crowd like the whole night.
I mean,
so that's gonna be an interesting one.
The last time and this is a long time ago, so the last time I remember seeing Dre Jacobs, you and I were at the show at the Masonic Temple for XICW. And
Yes. Yeah, dude, it was... That's where I met Queen Amanada.
Right. Right. And that was the last time I remember seeing Dre Jacobs in front of me. I've seen him a bunch of different places, and obviously... I mean, for being a big guy like he is, man, the guy can move. He's very athletic for being that big. Like I said, man, you hit the nail on the head. The guy is somebody definitely to watch for sure. We're going to have Tony back on here in a couple seconds to help us break down the rest of this card. But while
wait, real quick, though, man, so you just not usually going to like ignore the fact that I just randomly brought up Queen Amanada for no reason, man? Usually you jump all over that.
We're trying to mature here. It's almost the end of 2019, but we already know we got love for Queen Amanada here.
Did you know Queen Amanada was in Japan right now?
I did not know she was in Japan, but that's pretty fucking dope. Who is she working with?
I think the name of the company is Marvelous Wrestling. She's basically doing well. It's not Young Boy. I guess it'll be a Young Girl. Stint there, like she's training and working her way, and yeah, I'm just gonna make an open invitation for Queen Amanada to come back on the show and talk about her time in Japan.
Hey, I'm all for that. I have no problem with that. We can talk about her time in Japan. We can talk about her match on SmackDown. There's plenty of stuff to happen. She's really been making some moves, and I mean, not to mention, I mean, she's helping train a friend of mine, Hunter, that trains down there at the Ohio Pro Wrestling Academy. So, yeah, Queen Amanada's all over the place.
Wait, you know, I just realized this is Michigan Ohio State Week. We can't talk about Queen Amanada right now because she lives in Columbus. Well, she's here in America. She lives in Columbus. So just forget we talked about Queen Amanada until after Saturday, after Michigan gets destroyed. But,
hey, shut your mouth. All right.
Look, man, look, some things you just have to come to grips with.
I'm not in denial. I didn't say that we weren't good. I didn't say we were going to win. I just don't want to reference the fact that I have to go into this game knowing that I can't stand Ohio State, and there's a more than likely chance that my team is about to get the shit kicked out of them.
I'm sorry. So, what were you saying? Let's change this up. It got really depressing real quick.
It really did. So, to liven up the mood while Tony gets his connection issues taken care of, how about we talk a little bit about the party? We had the big party down at B-Dubs with the boys from Breaking Down the Ring. We had a great turnout, man. I would say probably 20, 25 people there, something like that.
There's a lot of our folks that were actually in Chicago for the event, too. So,
hey, first of all, shout out to all of our friends from the Reality Era News Group, which if you're not a part of, make sure you join the group on Facebook. we had City was there, Seath was there. You had, let's see, who else was there? You had City, you had Seath, you had Christy and Cole came. You had Chris James, who's always with us at BCWA, and all his homies came through. Scotty was down there with us. You had Cody and some of the other guys I play softball with that were down there. And can I just say that Z unmasking himself during his promo there at the party was quite interesting.
Yeah, I heard you guys had like a little promo station set up, man. I'm like, dude, where was that at when I was there, man?
Well, it's because you left us and don't love us anymore. But
that's 7% true.
What'd you say?
That's only 37% true.
Only 37. So there's 37% of you that doesn't love us anymore. That makes me feel real awesome. But, yeah, it's Smack Talk Showdown. They actually followed us on Instagram, so shout out to you guys. Essentially, it's a thing where you pick a, at least from what I'm seeing, you pick a card, you have to cut a promo based on whatever the card says. And then you got to cut your promo. Smitty almost ruined it all because he almost broke it all, including Mikey's phone or whoever's phone was doing it. But that's neither here nor there.
Man, wait, so this, I thought this was something that Mike came up with. This is like an actual, I guess you could call it a game or an actual professional setup.
So I don't know. Like I don't know if. I don't know if Mikey created Smack Talk Showdown, but that's what it's associated with. So I don't know if he's the one that created it, but I know they plug them a lot on their stuff. Plus, they followed us after the show. So I don't know much about them, but it was pretty funny watching people cut promos. Also,
man, I'm about to link up with Mikey to find out more about this.
Well,
I totally forgot to go to your thing on Sunday. I was looking forward to it, too, because I love B-dubs.
That hurts, Randy.
Sorry.
That hurts. See, Randy doesn't.
I can't tell if Randy's being serious or he's being sarcastic. Right?
I was being serious.
Randy doesn't love us anymore either.
They have the best Parmesan garlic wings. Because it's an actual sauce. Everybody else just tosses like Parmesan cheese and crushed garlic with their wings, but like B-Dubs makes it into a sauce and tosses the wings in that.
I can't argue with that. That's a pretty damn good wing sauce that you got there.
Can't even argue that. So, again, while we're waiting on Tony to join us, did you hear the news in the MMA world about the rumored fight that is supposed to happen in April?
I know what you're talking about. It was Khabib and somebody else.
Khabib and Tony Ferguson.
Ooh.
Give me your thoughts on that fight, and then I'll go into mine.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I have not been following MMA. I'm having an MMA brain fart right now. Is this the fight that they've been trying to make like 7 times already?
Yeah, they've tried a whole bunch.
Okay, all right, bam, all right. Just got reminded. So hopefully it actually happens this time. It's a fight that I've wanted to see for a couple years now. But, I mean, I feel like this is really the only fight out there, man. That's like the fight that's needed to happen for years, and it's the fight that needs to happen now.
I'm with it. So here's my thing. I was talking to my buddy Corey, who, if you watch Knockouts and Three Counts After the Bell, he's done quite a few of them with me when they're MMA-related. We were talking about it on my way home from work today. So this fight is very intriguing to me, because I definitely would say Tony Ferguson deserves a shot at the title. But, you know, Corey was like, yo, but Tony can fight off his back and he's going to cut Khabib up. So here is my issue with that logic. I don't think that Tony's going to get eaten up by any means, but for people to just say that Tony's going to be able to play his jiu-jitsu and land elbows on Khabib, that's going to be a tall order. Because to me, yes, you can be a great jiu-jitsu practitioner, and Tony Ferguson has proved to be that. But here's the problem. Khabib has pressure like nobody I've seen in recent memory. And having that wrestling pressure combined with the fact that he can punch you in the face is going to make Tony's jiu-jitsu hard to get off. Now, if anyone can submit Khabib from there, it would be Tony. But I feel like this fight's going to be a lot harder for Tony than people are like wanting to make it.
I think we've got Tony back on the line.
Tony?
That's me.
Oh, my God. Tony has returned. So before we get back to UWF, since we were already in mid-conversation, did you hear about the fight with Khabib and Tony Ferguson that's being proposed, and do you have any thoughts on it?
Third time's a charm, man.
Shit, I think it's been more than three.
Shit, man. Khabib is at the top of his game right now, bro. I mean, it's a fight everybody's been wanting to see. I gotta go with Khabib, man. He's just in rare form right now.
All right,
he's a guy you don't want to piss off. You know, when McGregor pissed him off, it was like, shit.
I'm with you, bro. I mean, I haven't seen somebody hop the cage and go ape shit like that in a long time before Khabib did that. So, Devin, you didn't give us your pick. Who do you got? And then we'll jump back into UWF.
Wait, what?
I said, give me your. I was saying, tell us who you think's going to win out of Khabib and Tony, and then we'll jump back into UWF.
Oh, do I even have to? It's Khabib, man. I'm not going against that guy.
I mean, that's a pretty safe bet. I'm not even mad at you for that. So,
hey, wait, real quick, man. Just random thought. So, I don't think we talked about the NWA power thing.
And oh my God!
Wait, not jumping into it, but I'm watching the new episode right now, and they're wrestling in front of an empty studio.
Really?
Yes. It was hey, what's his name? Aaron Stevens and Question versus the Dawsons right now, and it's an empty studio. So yeah, I guess they reshot a bunch of stuff this weekend.
That's crazy. Very interesting, though.
I definitely got to check that out, especially with the timing.
Yeah, it might just be this match, but because I'm like half paying attention. But yeah, it's an empty studio right now, man. So this is interesting. I'm sorry. All right, back to UWL. I just want to throw that out there real quick.
All right, so Tony, while you were getting things situated, the last match we talked about was the tag match between War Inc. and Tigre Bazooka.
Oh, man.
What are your thoughts on that match?
That's a clash of styles right there, man. War Inc. are brawlers, man. Those guys go in every sense of the word. Dre Jacobs is been all over. I'm sure you guys have seen him at XICW. Yep. The guy's a freak of nature, man. And he's altered his character somewhat. You know, you can see the change in him. You know, he confronted his demons. Now they're on his side. Shout out to Jaden Smith. By the way, this is Justin Timberlake's favorite pro wrestling and MMA podcast. And it is also Jaden Smith's favorite pro wrestling and MMA podcast. So shout out to Jaden Smith once again. Buy his album twice. But
you I think we've also got Jaden Smith's number one fan.
You're the only one laughing, Kyle.
Hey, Bazooka, somebody's got to.
You can't really tell by the picture, but they're two big guys. Like this is a clash of titans, man. Dre Jacobs isn't a small guy. Justin Dream's not a small guy. Bazooka is probably bigger than both of them as far as height goes and muscle mass. They've been doing lucha for a while. They've been all over the world doing it. So this is like a brawler versus lucha style. And to see those big guys do lucha the way they do is it's going to be very interesting, because I've been in a ring Bazooka before, and that guy hits hard. So him and Jacobs, you know, them guys slugging it out is definitely going to be something I'm looking forward to.
So who are you taking?
Ooh. I want to take the experience on this one. I'm going with Bazooka and Tigre.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I think Devin and I were leaning the other way.
Man,
They go hard, man. But Bazooka and Tigre, I mean, you guys aren't really that familiar with them, I'm sure.
That's
because with them in more Southwest and Mexico based, man, there's really nothing more I can say about those guys.
I'll have to check this out for sure.
I'm not familiar with the other team, but War Boy, I've seen them, and I don't know how extreme that this show is going to get, but just be careful, people, because War Boy gets a little crazy out there.
War Boy and War Inc. gets a little crazy out there.
All right, Tony, so I got to ask your opinion on this one, because we talked about this match while you were out, too, because we knew one of the guys in the match. So the other match we talked about was Sean Tyler versus Diesel Trax versus Jack Thriller. Now, if I'm
Diesel,
not
Roxy.
Okay.
Roxy.
Excuse me.
It's Roxy. That's a Rat Pack. That's a Rat Pack original right there, man.
So what are your thoughts on this match?
This is like a pack match to me, man.
Well, Sean Tyler is not pack at all. He's not pack. That's not pack. Sean Tyler's not pack. And I'm going to just leave that at that.
That sums that up. Any thoughts on the other two gentlemen?
Jack Thriller is a veteran, man. He was the head trainer at Dan Severn's gym in Coldwater, Michigan, with Price of Glory. He's trained a few guys on the card we have, and Jack Thriller's definitely got the experience in this one. He's crazy, man. He can control the crowd like no other. He's only getting better with age and time. He's like wine, you know.
Okay, I need to hear your guys' opinion. Go ahead.
He's like fermented hooch.
So, I got to ask your guys' opinions on this guy, because I've heard about him around the Detroit area, but I've never seen him live in person. So the next match that came up for me is Aquabra versus Excalibur. Okay, I've heard of Aquabra. I don't know much about him. So what are your guys' thoughts on this match? Tony, you know a little bit more about these guys than I do. Let everybody know what they can expect with this one.
Now, Aquabra, a.k.a. Cyrus Satin, a.k.a. Keith Sweat. As you mentioned, he's been in the Detroit area for a while. Now he's taken over Atlanta and Florida. The guy can fly, you know. He went from getting it sweaty to getting it wet with the Aqua World. So, you know, ladies get it wet for Aquabra.
I have nothing.
Excalibur, on the other hand, man, he's also a high flyer. So this match is going to take air. You know, both of these guys are good at taking air with their aerial assault. Both of these guys are really quick. So you can expect a lot of high spots with this one.
I mean, that seems to be what always gets fans going, man. That's a match that stood out to me because, like I said, I've heard a lot about Aquabra. I haven't seen him in person, but I've heard a lot about him in the Detroit area.
Return to the Midwest, and I think maybe 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure about that, but I know he's been gone for a while.
Well, then let's see how his homecoming ends up. The next match that I've got up is it's going to be past guest of the show. No, it isn't past guest of the show. Excuse me, Darrell Jackson, other past guest of the show, Ken Cash. I don't know what that says. Percy Andrews, and is that, I don't know how, is it Fabuito Heat? Is that what it is?
Oh, it's Fabuzio.
Okay.
Fabuz.
All right. So
that boy Boozy, another representative of the pack. You know, I'm biased on that one because, you know, the pack is the pack, you know, but, you guys know how King Cash gets down. He's going to try to dance over everybody's faces. He's going to try to two step it up. You know, he's going to rampe. He's going to do all of that stuff. You know, you got Percy Andrews, man. He's a great up and comer. He's recently made his debut at Horror Slam. He was trained by Congo Kong and Dave Crist. So if you guys know anything about those two guys, you guys know that Percy's got something to watch out for. And then you got Darrell Jackson. You know, he's also pack. So seeing him and Boozy interact with each other after the pack fallout and not really talking since. That's going to be interesting in its own right. But I got to go with the future, man. I think Percy Andrews is going to surprise everyone with a big win in this one.
Wait. Darrell Jackson's packed now?
Darrell Jackson been packed. But you know, when the pack had a falling out, guys kind of split up, guys kind of left the area, and you know, the pack fallout has been unfolding for about the past 6 months. You know, kind of boiled down to four guys fighting it over. I forgot what Steven Drotner says. It was about the hand signal. Some say we should grab the ring finger. Some say we should grab the middle finger. I don't know what that means, but at the end of the day, you know, we're back and we're back in full effect. This is going to be the first time in over a year that the entire Rat Pack will be under the same roof. And like I said, since the fallout, there still might be words that said, you know, amongst each other, and there still might be a little beef and heat there. So who knows what to expect with this one?
So that's a perfect lead into the next match. You were talking about Steven Drotner. He's got Chris Reigns. I don't really know what to think about Chris Reigns, because he kind of looks like if your math teacher got pissed off and wanted to wrestle. So I don't know much about this guy.
I'm sure he is somebody's gym teacher and math teacher in the same class. You know, he teach you math while he's grappling you up. If you don't got the right answer, he chokes you out. So, you know, but again, I'm biased with the pack. You know, Steven Drotner has went against the likes of guys like Al Snow and Buck Bagwell. And he's definitely got some experience. You never know what to expect with Drotner, because sometimes, you know, you may take him seriously and he may do something silly that throws you off guard. He's all about mind games, and you never know which way he's going to try to control you in the match. So his mental ability in the ring alone is something to watch out for.
I mean, like I said, I've heard you talk about him before. I don't know that I've seen him personally live, but like I said, man, I mean, there's a lot of guys on this card who maybe I haven't seen, but they're all guys that I've a lot of guys on here that I've heard of. So I mean, they're definitely guys that are making noise. If you're in the Indiana area, man, you need to come out and check this show out.
Absolutely.
The next match, hey, what were you going
to
say?
Hey, wait, can we go back to a match real quick?
Sure.
So, Darrell Jackson, man, I haven't seen him. I don't think I've seen him this year, man. So what's going on with him, man? Has he still been wrestling in the area, or is he making a comeback, or what's going on with Darrell, man?
Darrell's took a little time off to be a great father. You know, he's always in the gym, always trying to kick people in the head. That's his favorite thing to do. I don't know why he likes kicking people in the head. As you guys know, he's fought in the cage before. He's fought Darren Cruikshank, right?
He fought past guest of the show, Miles Jury.
Miles Jury, that's who it was. Sorry. But yeah, man, the guy's a freak of nature, man. You never know what to expect with him, but you can expect violence. That's one thing you can expect.
So with his MMA background, you know, is there anybody that you might liken him to, that somebody, for those that maybe haven't seen Darrell before?
That I would compare him to currently wrestling?
Wrestling or otherwise, you know, something that people can, you know, kind of get an idea of what they got to expect from Darrell Jackson.
Maybe Filthy Lawler. That's the first one that came to mind. And for guys who don't know, Filthy Lawler is the AIW champion currently. And he likes kicking people in the head. So does Matt Riddle. Darrell, the one thing I say about Darrell that's a little different than those two is that he doesn't just focus on his strikes. Darrell can take air. Darrell will wrestle you down to the mat. Darrell is in all sense of the word, well-rounded. You know, you never know what to expect with him physically in the ring, but you know it's going to hurt everything he throws.
So, quick sidebar, since you mentioned him and he was the name that you guys compared him to, where do you guys think we're going to see Filthy Tom Lawler next? Because rumor has it that his contract with MLW is about up.
Man, I would like to see him any and everywhere, man. He's got a lot to bring to the table as far as entertaining the fans and putting on great matches. Since we mentioned NWA Power earlier, I would like to see what he can do in that type of, you know, style of wrestling. You know what I mean?
That would be a totally different look from MLW for sure.
Absolutely.
Devin, any thoughts on Filthy Tom?
I'd like to see him in Ring of Honor, man. I think Ring of Honor, they need fresh talent that can bring some eyeballs to the company and can give some fresh talent the opportunity to flourish, man. I think that would be a great place for Tom Lawlor. He's definitely done his thing in MLW and on the Indies. I think Ring of Honor would be a great spot for him.
I agree with that. And speaking of Ring of Honor, another side note, with Marty Scurll's contract allegedly being up this Saturday, what do you guys think is the future for him?
So I don't know if you saw the news that Marty apparently, they say, are reporting. It says that he is going to compete at Final Battle. It's going to be him and Flip versus Bandido and Flamito. I
had like a handshake deal to do that show.
Right.
For what?
Yeah, that's what I saw. For me, I know this is going to sound obvious, but to me, I
think, you know where you want to see him, Kyle.
I mean, I'm cool with wherever he goes, but if I had to guess where I think he's going to go, I think he's going to AEW.
I thought he
would like to see him in Ring of Honor. He's probably their biggest star right now.
That's very arguable. That's a very arguable fact.
Yeah, I thought as soon as they announced AEW, they were just waiting for his contract to run out and for him to go over there. So, I mean, I'm going to stick with what I thought back in January.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, I think, the sentiments of most people, that they all think he's going over to AEW. And here's the question. If he does go to AEW, who would you like to see him? You know, what are some interesting prospects for him in AEW that you guys would like to see if he does go there?
Orange Cassidy versus the villain. I got to see it.
That would be a hell of a matchup.
That's a good one. I'm going to go with
because, you know, they both, you know, are funny. They both, you know, got, you know, great characters. People are jumping on Orange Cassidy, right? They've seen the clips. He's going viral. The man can go.
Yeah, he can.
Like, once he, you know, jumps out of that, out of the funny, the man can go, man. And I think, yeah, it would be a funny match. It would be entertaining. But I think it would be just a good straight-up match, too.
That's a very good option. I've got a couple other ones that are maybe a little more character-driven, but I think that they would still be good matches. Personally, I don't know why, but I think that a match between Marty and Darby Allin would be very interesting.
Nice.
And I also think that another match that would be very interesting just because of the styles, and I know they got history together, is I think a match between Marty and Jimmy Havoc, or a story with them, would be interesting.
That's also a good one. If I had to go with a match, well, with a match or two that I would think would be great for him, with two guys, with them being two guys having a bit of a chip on their shoulder, so to speak, I would like to see him and Sean Spears go at it, just to see, you know, who has the biggest chip on their shoulder, who is really trying to prove themselves bigger than what they've been given.
I like that. And here's another question that it just made me think of. So if you watched AEW last week, you saw Hangman say that, you know, he needed to kind of step back from the boys in the Elite. If Marty does go to AEW, do you think that he's going to immediately link up with the Elite? Or do you think we see him try to expand Villain Enterprises over to AEW?
That's a good question, man. What do you think, Devin?
If Skrull goes over to AEW, Villain Enterprises is basically dead, in my opinion. But I don't know, man. You got to realize Marty Scurll will be coming in as basically like a big free agent. And I don't think they would want to put the two of them in a feud against each other. Maybe them working together, I can see that. But I could maybe see them doing something together. But I think they would probably want to build Scurll up by himself.
Very good point. And the last match that I've got on tap for UWF Thrill Seeker is, let me see, where are we at? There you go. Roger Lanier versus Lewis Linden. I don't know either of these guys, so Tony, school us up real quick.
You have seen Lewis Linden at BCWA. He teamed up with his brother Flip Kendrick.
Yep, never mind. I thought he looked familiar. I just didn't see him. I didn't recognize the name. You're right.
Lewis Linden, man, he's a man. That guy is one of the most underrated guys in the indies that most people haven't heard of due to injury and him stepping back for a while when he was at the peak of his career. If you just YouTube search Lewis London, you'll see him against the likes of, you name it, Johnny Gargano, Ricochet. I'm drawing a blank, but I don't want to super name drop, but that guy has seen it all. He's been through it all. And the card doesn't say it, but this match is actually for the UWF Championship, recently relinquished by Rene Dupree. So these guys are going to be brawling it out. Like, these guys are going for the biggest prize in our company. And it's going to be great to see what they can do, because Roger, being trained by Dan Severn and coming from that school and being under the wing of Lewis London for a while, it's going to be in his mind to step out of that shadow, to show Lewis London that he can go the distance and that he can become a champ. And this is probably going to be my favorite match to watch.
So, Tony, I don't know if you're watching the live feed, but the homie Chase Burnett was shooting mad shots. So when you get done with this, feel free to go back and respond to those.
Oh, shit.
He said Tony was having to put more minutes on his phone.
I was. How did he know? See, what happened was, you know, I usually get 3 minutes after 9, and with me calling at like 8:58, I was using my minutes. So since I had no more minutes, my free after 9 minutes wasn't working. So I had to go run and get a pay card. And shout out to Chase Burnett for actually providing me this flip phone. He was like, you know what, Thunder? I got a flip phone for you, brother. I haven't used it in a while, but if it still works, you can have it. And I threw it off a 10-story building, and it still works. So there's that. Shout out to Chase Burnett.
Hey, man, shout out. This
is also Chase Burnett's favorite. Chase Burnett's favorite rapper of all time is Jaden Smith. He said that Tupac himself would put his stamp on Jaden Smith, and I couldn't agree more.
Hey, Jaden Smith's going to be in Royal Little Music Theater on Sunday. Jaden and Willow got the whole.
Yes, he will be.
The question is Tony Thunder going to be in the building?
Man, if I'm not, am I really a Jaden Smith fan? That's the question.
So. Also, I need to address this, and Devin, you're a perfect person to talk about this with, because ring the bell, we both were in that arena. So
he was there.
Right, we both were there. So Stephanie says that the Allstate Arena sucked. I very much so disagree.
Wait, hold on. Let me take first stab at this. So Alicia hit me up after Takeover.
Okay.
And she was like, I don't like that building. I'm like, why? I guess where they were sitting, she said the sight line wasn't that good. But I'm like, I don't know where that is.
Because
to me, that building has some of the best sight lines I've ever seen. And then the sound, like, I've heard Stone Cold Steve Austin say this plenty of times. Like, I love working in the old Rosemont Horizon. They got that wood ceiling, so the sound reverberates right back down to you. And like, He wasn't lying, man. Like that place sounds great. Like that's like one of the loudest arenas that I've ever been in, man. So I've been there twice. I went there for Money in the Bank last year and a Bellator fight this year. To me, it's a great arena. I love it.
So I couldn't agree with you more. That's one of my favorite arenas that I've ever gone to watch wrestling in, exactly for the reason that you said, because both nights, even though they were vastly different crowds. When I went there with you, it was for NXT and Money in the Bank. Those crowds were insane. And I don't know maybe why they weren't able to see as good. Maybe it was because of the two rings for War Games or something. But, I mean, dude, that arena, when the crowd goes nuts, is just so loud, which makes it feel like so much more energized during the show. And Chase Burnett said, don't you slander me.
Chase Burnett, stop lying. Your favorite rapper is Jaden Smith. You said that Tupac himself will put a stamp on Jaden Smith, and that's how you became my favorite person of all time. Here's a funny fact about me and Chase Burnett that a lot of people may not know. And I think 2012 or 2013, Halloween, he was Red Fu and I was Sky Blue of LMFAO. So me and Chase Burnett are, you know, two peas in a pod. You know, we both love Jaden Smith. We both got flip phones that need minutes. And yeah, man, it's just. All right, I'm done.
I was going to say, I have nothing for this, but just to finish the thought with the Allstate Arena, for me, man, it was one of my favorite arenas to ever watch wrestling in, just because, like you were saying, Devin, and like Stone Cold has said on multiple occasions, I mean, maybe not as much during Money in the Bank, but man, at TakeOver, man, that building was just, I don't even know how to put it. I mean, it was just electric, dude. I don't
say this. If you want to criticize it, I will say this. It is an older building. So as far as like, you know, concession stands and the outside, you know, so yeah, it could definitely use some updates. But as far as like just being in there watching the show, man, to me, it's one of the best.
So, Tony, I'd like to get your opinion on this, too, because that brings up a good question. So I can agree with that to a degree, but I'm going to liken that arena to where we were at in Baltimore for Full Gear. It was a smaller arena there, more of an older arena. For me, you know, we had the Joe Louis Arena here for how long? You know, for me, I almost like the older arenas just because it's kind of got that, I don't know, that just that nostalgic feel to it, like that old school feel to it. You know, what are your thoughts on the older buildings, and do you like do you like the older buildings better? What are your thoughts on that kind of stuff?
Man, as you know, man, a lot of sports arenas are getting torn down and building new ones, and you know, it's kind of like a coming of age thing, man. It's sad to see them go, but it's one of those things where you want to see what the future holds, you know, retractable roofs and the way the seats are and, you know, lazy boys and all that. But me personally, man, I've always wanted a chance to wrestle in Joe Louis Arena and things like that. So to see all these old venues and stadiums and arenas, you know, getting tore down, it sucks. You know, it hurts that, you know, you won't be able to check that one off the bucket list, so to speak.
So, Randy, I don't know if you're paying attention to the live feed, but Chase Burnett has just offered up Tony Thunder's spot and said that we should let you co-host the show with us.
I mean, I kind of do.
Randy is the unofficial super host. Like, if it wasn't for Randy, it wouldn't be a KLC3. I don't know if y'all know this.
I mean,
but Randy once, you know, look, what he did was he took his pinky finger, right? And he put it in the air. No, wait, let me finish. He took his pinky finger, right? And he put it into the air. And then a flock of bitches came to him, and he was just like, nah, hoes, y'all can't have the Randy.
If you could only see the look on his face right now.
From that, all of them wanted Randy, and he was just like, nah, bitch, ew.
You can't have.
And I was like, Randy, can I have some of these hoes? And he was like, no, we don't want you, Tony Thunder. We want the Randy.
We now have Drunk Randy and the Randy. Okay.
Randy's got more personalities than anybody else on the show without even trying.
That's the side of Randy that comes out when Barry White playing.
All right. So before we get out of here, man, I'd be remiss if we don't bring it up. So we've talked about UWF Thrill Seeker. You need to be there if you're in the Indiana area. But also in the Detroit area, December 6th, Evolve is coming back to town. And next Tuesday, we're going to be bringing a guy who, since you mentioned NWA Power, I don't know if you guys peeped it, JD Drake. JD Drake was in the High Spots commercial last week. I'm really looking forward to this interview, especially considering we kind of won a bet the last time JD Drake was involved with our show and Breaking Down the Ring. But that being said, I'm going to bowl against JD Drake either before or after the show. So make sure you're staying tuned to our social media. But what are your guys' thoughts on JD Drake and bringing him on the show as well as Evolve?
Man, he's a great talent, man. Undeniable. Like, you see where he's at. He's there for a reason, man. I don't know how good his bowling skills are versus you. I know you get down, though, Kyle. So, you know, that's going to be a good matchup, man. I want to see what y'all bring to the table with bowling, man. It's going to be a good look.
I'm not above low blows. Just saying. And now, man, now Chase is taking shots.
That's, I know y'all been going a little bit back and forth on the social medias about the bowling thing, but is there any wagers for this at all?
You know, I was talking to Devin about that off the show, and since we're on the show, you know, there hasn't been an official wager set. I haven't thought of a wager because I didn't really know where to go with it. So if you've got any ideas that aren't too crazy and over the top, throw them out there. And Chase Burnett now has called us Evolved
Shows. We should have our listeners choose. We should make a list of things and have our listeners choose. Do like a poll to where even the listeners can add things to it. And the winner, you know, is the wager.
That's
as long as it's like honorable, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thing. It can't be nothing like super crazy, dude. It can be fun, but I think a little too crazy. So Chase Burnett has just now informed us that, did you guys know that we're Evolved Shills now?
Wait, what?
So Chase says, boo, you guys are Evolved Shills now, Team Darby.
Chase Burnett is my mama's favorite wrestler. All right, let me just talk
about that. Darby Allin is the one to do the line in the sand. So, yeah.
So, look here.
It's all Kyle's fault.
I just asked a simple question. I just wasn't expecting the response I got in return. And that's not to say that I'm not a fan of Darby Allin. So before we get that out of here, let's just nip that in the bud. Just because I didn't expect his answer to my question, I'm a fan of the guy. So, I mean, I've got no issue with Darby Allin. But, yeah, dude, it's going to be interesting. JD Drake's going to be a fun interview. You can check out his interview with the homies breaking down the ring to help you get ready for that. You've got Evolve and all that good stuff. Plus, like we mentioned, BCWA is coming again this month. You got Cataclysm. And
you got the award ceremony that right. The fans can vote for online now.
Yeah, we'll definitely work on that.
Uh-oh. Chase says he's got to talk to me off air about this, so who knows?
Hey, real quick, man. So we got Evolve on the 6th. On the 13th, we got Shine and Kaiju Big Battle coming to the Knights of Columbus Center as well. We've seen Shine here before. We got Double D Rose, the Weapon of Ass Destruction coming on the show. I'm definitely looking forward to that. But
dude, I know you are.
I bet you are looking forward to that, but.
but seriously, so there's two shows that night. There's The Shine, and then there's Kaiju Big Battle. I don't know if you guys know anything about Kaiju Big Battle, but go on YouTube and look this up. Basically, it's Godzilla and pro wrestling mixed together. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I'm halfway thinking about flying back to Detroit that weekend to come check the show out.
Chase Burnett is Godzilla. Like, you summon him from the waters and he comes and destroys the whole fucking city. And you know what? That's just one of his party nights. That's not even him trying to turn up.
Hey, man, hold on a second.
No, this is real shit. No, like, on a very serious note, Chase Burnett will party anybody under anybody I can name. Chase Burnett will party them under the fucking table.
So, Tony, I don't know if you know this, but Devin and I can attest to this because we went out with Chase and other past guests of the show, Zane Silver, to help them celebrate their birthday at Electricity. And can I say that this guy is like the fucking Energizer Bunny with a beard and a lot of tie-dye.
And that's just the bald side. That's not the bougie side.
I mean,
like, that's just off the cusp. That's just him being out.
I mean, yeah, dude, this dude is on another level when he goes out. A lot of fun, but he's on another level.
You got to get on his level, man. Like, if you're not out to party like Chase Burnett style and you're not on his level, don't even show up. Like, if you're not trying to, like, turn up, don't turn up. Don't turn up to the party if you're not trying to turn up with Chase Burnett.
I mean, I think Tony has pretty much hit the nail on the head. Randy, how are we doing on time?
Way over.
Oh, shit. We're way over. So with that being said, man, we're at that time. Tony, throw your social media out and let everybody know where they can get tickets for UWF this weekend.
Oh, baby, let's get down tonight. Randy coming out. You can find your tickets at UWF-2020.ticketleap.com. Tickets are on sale for $10. General admission. Kids 10 and under for free. go back and watch the episode again to look at what the card is and my predictions, as well as what to look forward to. You can find me on Facebook at Tony Thunder. You can find me on Instagram at the Tony Thunder. On Snapchat, Tony underscore Thunder. I'm Tony Thunder everywhere, except in my mom's house. And so, I'm Anthony.
So, don't Tony, before you get out of here, so are we going to see you on Knockouts and Three Counts more often here? Because it was nice having you back on the show here. Are we going to see you on here with us more often?
Oh, I don't see you asking Peppa, Kyle, and Kevin that.
Oh, I did.
I don't see y'all throwing them under the bus live on air. But it's cool. I will be back more. Don't judge me. I got Skype now, so there's no reason why I can't merge in. There's no reason for technical difficulties. The Randy has made everything right in the world. So, hey, yes, you will see me more.
This is good news. Devin, let everybody know where they can find you and anything you need to put out there. Let them know about All Steak, No Sizzle again.
Yep. So on Twitter, you can find me at Devin63. That's DevinTheSixThree. On Instagram, you can find me at All Steak, No Sizzle. That's one word. And like I said, I'm banking up content right now. January 6th, 2020, the show's coming back. That's the day before my birthday. So, definitely looking forward to it, and I think that's about it.
And last but not least, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT. Make sure you're following the show at KO3CPod on both Twitter and Instagram, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast on Facebook, and Knockouts and Three Counts on YouTube. And you can check out all of our past episodes. You can hear our episode with Human Tornado. You can hear our episode with Jimmy Jacobs. You can hear our episodes with Congo Kong. Shane Taylor, Booker T, Bruce Pritchard, Eric Bischoff. I mean, we can keep going, bro. I mean, Chase Burnett's always welcome, but Chase knows that. So
get Jim Cornette back on.
I don't know that Devin would be a big fan of that.
Devin, let's interview Jim Cornette. So, and bring fried chicken. And we can, like, you know, you feel me?
He has an open invitation. I would not be opposed to having Jim Cornette on the show.
Well, with that being said, let's put it out into the universe, and you'll never know what will happen here on Knockouts and Three Counts. With that being said, make sure you're checking us out next Tuesday. JD Drake will be on the phone, or maybe live in studio. Who knows? But make sure you're checking out the show next week. Check out Evolve December 6th, Knights of Columbus, Livonia, Michigan. And until then, peace.